The Bloomington City Council has signed off on plans for several new businesses, another restaurant near the Olive Garden, an Epiphany Farms Korean barbecue joint, and a car wash near State Farm. Here in studio with Ryan Denham to talk about those developments and more is Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner.
Will join us most Tuesdays after the regular and special council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Great to be here, as usual.
Well, let's start with this compromise that was reached on the new club car wash that wants to open up at Veterans and Oakland Avenue, which is right across the street from State Farm. If you can kind of help our listeners understand, what were sort of the traffic concerns that popped up throughout the process as that car wash was looking to get going?
Well, as someone who actually drives through that several times a day, it happens to be en route between my house and City Hall. I can tell you that when Hardee's was open, it was often a mess, and it was very poorly designed. And so you've got people coming in from the access road across the street, and then you've obviously it's the intersection of Oakland and Veterans is very congested to begin with. And if you got people waiting at the light, and some are trying to get out of Hardee's and some are trying to get into Hardee's, it was a mess. So there was an agreement to move it a few dozen feet, the entrance to the east. And I think the engineers seem to believe that will help alleviate that issue.
Yeah, and it seemed like Councilmember Jeff Crable was okay with that compromise as well. That's his area, right?
That's his ward, correct. Yes, and he's the one who brought it up and helped negotiate that solution.
So in addition to the new businesses and restaurants that were voted on last night, a lot of them on the consent agenda, yesterday we also heard about a technology and logistics company called Contech that's planning to open an office in Bloomington now.
Yeah, on Empire.
Yep, right. Exactly. Planning to hire about 150 workers within its first year, I think starting with 40 to 50. So what did you make of that news, that development?
Well, obviously anything like that is always good news. Not everything is going to be quite as high profile and image changing like Rivian, but certainly we want to make sure that we do everything possible to work with existing businesses or businesses that are coming into town. I had a meeting today. In fact, there's a series of meetings today with the people who've bought the old bike candy company and how they might expand. And certainly we're hoping that we get lots and lots of interest in investing in our community in a wide variety of things. One of our goals is, of course, to diversify the economy. And so we want to have an employer that has 50 employees, one that has 150, one that has a few hundred, so that we're not reliant on any particular industry if things go bad for that industry. Excuse me.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Mayor Renner, let's pivot to a few potential capital projects on the horizon for the city. I wanted to start with the Bloomington Public Library. Their board recently hired an architectural firm to do some conceptual designs for a scaled-down version of an expansion project that's targeting this kind of $15 million price range. What is your sense of whether the council will actually support this version of expansion, and then under what sort of timeline it might do that?
Right. The timeline would be sometime in the next few years. It's not obviously going to happen in the short term, but I think the council would be very open to this, and we've got to do something about this. This has been on the table for a long time. This is scaled back. It's more probably realistic in terms of our ability to afford it. We also want to talk with the library board about their private fundraising to make sure that there's millions of dollars of private fundraising coming in. So we've got a public-private partnership as we go forward. And this, I think, is really exciting. From the moment that I was running for mayor, I thought that we really needed to – we know we need to expand a library. This could be a possible anchor for Southeast downtown Bloomington, and it would be a destination. We've currently got about 1,000 people a day who come to the library, and if it's even more attractive and easier to get into and maybe has a children's wing or whatever it might be, that it will be even more widely used. So that, I think, will also have spillover effects for the older neighborhoods that live right around there currently, and that in terms of increased property values and willingness of people to purchase and invest in their properties. So I think this is win-win for us all.
Now, is there anything specific you want to see in an expansion project, or is it pretty much as long as they expand in some way, you'll be satisfied with what the board is happy with?
I'm very likely to be happy with whatever the board is happy with, but I mean, I think that what we're talking about is some of the same general things at 500 feet, and that is they desperately need more space. They also need more parking, and that means we've got to relocate our Citizens Convenience Center, where you go and you drop off unwanted goods and perhaps excess trash, whatever, in that.
There's another verb area for that, Mayor Renner, I think.
Yes.
I think they call it
I've been urged as mayor to stay away from anything like from calling it the D word.
So what is your sense of how much the library has already sort of socked away for a potential capital project like this? And how much the city may need to kick in, borrow? How are sort of the financial pieces of this starting to come together in your mind?
Those are literally the silver dollar kinds of questions that we need to ask. I think that given that our property tax levy on the library, which is a very small portion of our tax bill, of course, is the smallest of all the metro areas in central Illinois. It's lower than Normal's. It's lower than Peoria's. It's lower than Decatur's. Lower than Springfield. It's lower than Champaign-Urbana. We don't have as much money socked away as would be necessary. And so that's what we've got to figure out. And then also to figure out what kind of capital campaign and private fundraising could be used. And then the city would kick in. And by the city kicking in, that would certainly be some sort of bond. You don't pay for a new library out of this week's paycheck. So the question would be how much? If the figure is $8 million or $5 million or $10 million, and how long do we float the note for? And how do we pay for that, in effect, mortgage on a library expansion over 30 years or whatever the law, you know, the term might be.
So as you say, if the property tax rate for our library is lower than in other peer communities, as you just laid out, does that mean that there's flexibility to raise that maybe as a debt payment vehicle?
It could be. I think that the council and myself, we've been somewhat reluctant to go toward property taxes. Now, again, it wouldn't be a city levy, but the city would have to approve the library board increase in taxes. And if we're talking about something that might be $7 or $8 a year or $12 a year per household, that will go some distance. That would be pretty minimal. And so if it's considerably more than that, then I think the council might very well not be, want to go down that path.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move now over to O'Neill Pool and Park on the west side of Bloomington. This aging pool, we've done a lot of stories about. It's famously nearing the end of its life.
Actually, it's almost 20 years past its expected life.
Touché, sir. So I guess first question is it ready or able to open this coming summer? I mean, that's sort of maybe a good place to start.
Well, we would have to make lots of changes, and that's my understanding as we move forward. But the big thing about O'Neill Pool is it's been neglected, like many things on the west side of Bloomington, for a very long period of time. And I think for a variety of reasons, including our most fairly recent police chief, as he was leaving, said, please build O'Neill Pool. It will help us in terms of law enforcement with at-risk youth. And it actually shows as a symbol to the west side, yeah, we do care. I think that this ought to be an aquatic center. I'm not just a replacement pool. I think it also, given its proximity to the interstate, could very well be a regional draw if it's built properly, with possibly a lazy river or whatever. And this is something that I think is long overdue, and I hope that the council moves forward with this O'Neill Pool. I see it as an investment. I think we build this for the community. We build this for specifically on the west side, but it is a community asset that I think is long overdue.
How quickly do you think the council could actually move on making a decision to do something with O'Neill?
Well, I'm hoping that we do that during the budget process that we're getting into right now.
This is coming up this spring,
correct.
Okay, gotcha. So I want to ask how the possibility of state capital funding kind of comes into play for even a project like O'Neill. You know, if you get state capital dollars, which you recently made a public pitch for in front of our four legislators, you know, so once you find out what may or may not come out of the state capital bill to the city, how does that kind of affect decisions on O'Neill or library? Even if those are not the ones that are getting the money, it frees up money potentially to...
Absolutely. And so if, let's say, we were, and again, a week ago Saturday, we had a special meeting with our two state senators, two state representatives, to make a pitch that they've already heard. The city manager and I have met with them privately, but we wanted to make it public and to let all of the council members weigh in on their priorities. We think it's a very modest ask for a capital bill, but you're absolutely right. Let's say we were to get some money to help us for a variety of reasons, let's say with the O'Neill Pool project, then that means there's money that we don't have to pay for as much toward the library, for example, or we've got some money that we can allocate in a different direction. But you're absolutely right. What we have are modest asks, but whatever we get can help us improve the quality of life in our community and obviously helps improve in the short run as an economic boost for jobs in building these facilities.
Now, have our four lawmakers or the governor's office give you any indication as to like when we would know how much of the state capital bill is coming for some of those projects?
That's a good question. And I think nobody is 100% sure, partly because we haven't had a capital bill in a decade or so. So it's been a while. We're hoping to find out, we hope, before the end of the state's fiscal year, which is June 30th. But if we find out sooner, that's wonderful.
Well, there's another building project that we maybe haven't spent as much time talking about here at WGLT with you, but this is a possible new fire station in northeast Bloomington.
Correct.
The goal being to improve response times, which is an issue that your fire chief has flagged on several different occasions. Where do things stand there?
Well, that is definitely something that the council, I'm pretty sure the council is going to approve it. The question is in what form? Do we maybe reallocate some of our sites? But we definitely need to improve our 911 emergency response times in northeast Bloomington. We want to make sure that 90% of calls are answered within 6 minutes. So if you dial 911 at least 90% of the time, somebody's going to be there, an ambulance is going to be there within, or fire truck, whatever you're asking for, within 6 minutes or less. And that's our goal, that's the national standard, and that's what we're attempting to improve.
Is there any kind of even a general location that, or not specific intersection, but intersections that you're sort of targeting or circling?
Well, essentially, would very likely be Ward 9, which is Alderwoman Bray's ward, or very close to Ward 9. Could be Alderwoman Painter's Ward 5, if it's toward the northeast end of that ward, or toward the north part of Alderman Milwambwe's ward, Ward 3. Mm-hmm. So, but in terms of specific sites or properties, we're not at that point yet.
So how quickly do you and or the city want to see something like this happen?
I want to see it happen yesterday.
Okay.
But obviously I tend to want to have things happen quickly, and I've got to be realistic. It would be nice to get this going by the end of the year, to have some plans in place and moving forward.
And I think you alluded to this maybe being under consideration before, but how would this potentially affect the other existing fire stations? Would something older be closed? Would this just augment and add to?
Well, that has yet to be determined. That's a good question. We would have a net increase of fire stations. So the question would be, do we maybe build two small ones to replace one of our existing fire stations, or do we just build another small station? Those are decisions that we're actually in the process of considering right now.
What about the staffing side of this? So, you know, a new fire station, does that mean more bodies, more
firefighters? There's going to have to be some additional bodies, but it may be comparatively few. We may be only talking about a half a dozen or fewer people than that. And depending on how this is structured, it could be that we have very few new personnel.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Thanks again for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Koos. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 and WGLT.org.